sometimes do we not feel tired? You know, we want to improve ourselves. We want to care for our family members, our friends. We want to be to do so much things, isn't it? With our life, it's not that we are lazy or we are not willing. Yeah, we want, but sometimes it's just so difficult. Just so difficult. You try to help someone, the person give you a cold shoulder. You try to give them advice, they tell you to keep mind your own business. Yeah, even our children, especially our children sometimes. Yeah, like after all, by the time you have children, you are probably in your late 20s, if not 30s, and some of you may have children later. You are already in your 40s with a wealth of experience. You feel like you're not going to let your child go through all the mistakes you have done. So you want to, like, just, if you can, plug in a USB cable and plug into his brain or her brain and just overnight download everything, you know. You wish you can do that. But you can't. So you try other ways. You try to share with them your life experiences and you tell them, don't do that, don't do this, do this, do that, don't, no, no. And then what do you get instead? You get your children look at you with disdain and contempt, and then they shun you, they stop talking to you, they tell you, ah, don't bother me. Oh, I feel so hurt. Huh? Do you feel hurt? Say yes. Yes. So sometimes we give up. Sometimes we feel like, ah, don't bother lah. Sometimes we feel like doing that. But mothers being mothers, fathers being fathers, you say that and then 5 minutes later you come back, what are you doing, huh? We may do that for our family, but even then, occasionally we feel disheartened. Yeah, being parents, sometimes we may just blurt out things that we regret, only to later, like, have a small whimper in our room or in the toilet or somewhere, I don't know where. Or some of you may text Sifu. Yeah. Sifu, how? Yeah. But despite all these difficulties, there are those beings among us. It's not that they are from outer space, they are somewhere else. No. It's not that, oh, bodhisattvas have it easy. No. It's not that bodhisattvas, that when they start being a bodhisattva, trying, everything goes smoothly. No. Let me assure you, no. They go through the same difficulties, the same challenges as us, the same ups and downs as us. The difference between us and them, why we pay respect to them, why we look up to them as beacons of light, as our compass, as our direction, as someone whom we want to emulate, is because despite all that, they decide that, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. That they're going to keep trying. They're not going to give up on anybody. They will not give up. Yeah, 不舍众生界. Yeah. Can you imagine that? It's not written here, but underlying all this, there's actually this notion, this precept, if you will, that a bodhisattva shall not abandon any single sentient being. No, you will not abandon any sentient being.